USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House lawmakers approved legislation that would cement same-sex marriage rights into federal law, a Democratic-led measure that has moved through Congress with some Republican support despite misgivings among conservatives. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature. The United States and Russia agree on a prisoner swap.
U.S. officials are announcing Brittany Griner is no longer in Russia. The WNBA basketball player was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout, also known as the Merchant of Death. The one-for-one exchange took place Thursday in the United Arab Emirates. Griner should be back on U.S. soil Friday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The deadline is approaching for Congress to approve a bill to fund the federal government and avoid a partial government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is urging his chamber to fully fund the government in one bill.
While there's still more work to do before we bridge the gap, I'm hopeful we can get a full government funding package done soon.
Some Republicans have called for a short-term funding bill because they'll have more leverage when they take control of the House next year. The FDA is authorizing COVID-19 vaccines that target the Omicron variant for children ages 6 months to 5 years old. Missouri is legalizing recreational marijuana today. People 21 and older are allowed to legally possess up to 3 ounces of pot, but consumers won't be able to purchase pot at a licensed dispensary right away. The earliest Missourians will be able to buy marijuana will be February. McDonald's is selling double cheeseburgers today and tomorrow for just 50 cents. They're normally $2.89. The one catch is that you have to order the burger on the company's app. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Customs and Border Protection has seen 14 of their agents die by suicide this year, the most in over a decade. Texas Republican State Senator Brian Hughes tells Fox that the Biden administration needs to show more support for the agents.
They're backed up now by Texas law enforcement, our Department of Public Safety, our state police, our game wardens, the Texas Guard. Billions of dollars and thousands of officers, boots on the ground, equipment we're deploying because the federal government will not do its job. If they won't, Texas will.
Paramount Plus is wasting little time in renewing the Sylvester Stallone-led crime drama Tulsa King, with the streamer giving the green light to the second season after just 3 episodes. Stallone shares how his starring role as Dwight, the General Manfredi, is a natural fit for him.
Actually, I identified with him because I had a hard time making it as an actor, and that's why I decided to, you know, diverge into writing. And it seemed to be, obviously, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't become a writer. And Taylor wasn't satisfied with his acting career, actually opened up the door to a whole new world that probably never would have been presented to him.
Week 14 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night on Amazon Prime with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.